helping home evening succeed. Teens in the Philippines are learning that they play a big part in having good family home evenings. By Adam C. Olson, Church Magazines. Lehi, the Book of Mormon prophet, never saw a PowerPoint presentation during his travels from Jerusalem to the Promised Land. So Erica Santolin isn't sure what Lehi would think about being in one. But Erica's family thought it was great. Erica, a Laurel in the Cainta 2nd Ward, Taytay, Philippines stake, enjoys family home evening, but she admits that sometimes it's easier to be interested in some lessons than others. So when it was her turn to give the lesson on Lehi's dream in 1 Nephi chapter 8, she wanted to make it fun. We watched a church video and talked about it, she says. Then I did a PowerPoint presentation on Lehi's dream to help us visualize it better. She grins. It was really high tech. Erica's enthusiasm and creativity didn't just help her family understand the scriptures better. It helped them enjoy other blessings of family home evening, too. Youth all over the Philippines are learning that they play a big part in making family home evening successful. The secret to success. Filipino youth are some of the many around the world who have discovered the secret of a successful family night. The more you're willing to put into it, the more you're likely to get out of it. It all begins with having a good attitude and being willing to participate, according to Michelle Angeline Ramirez, a Laurel in the Taytay First Ward. It helps make it fun. Elder L. Tom Perry of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles has encouraged youth to play a role in making family home evening successful. The full burden of planning and preparing for family home evening should not be left to parents alone. The most successful ones I have witnessed are when the youth of the family take an active part. I call on you great deacons, teachers, and priests, you Beehive girls, Maya maids, and Laurels, to make a major contribution in the success of your family home evenings. Therefore, I was taught, Ensign, May 1994, page 37. Your participation doesn't have to be a high-tech computer presentation. These Filipino youth are finding simple ways to contribute each week, just offering a prayer, reading a scripture, leading the music, or being in charge of a treat or activity can bring a spirit of harmony and set a good example for brothers and sisters. And then there's giving the lesson. It makes some nervous, but giving a lesson can be a good experience. I still remember the first lesson I gave, says 17-year-old Melissa Ann Ramirez, who goes by Leanne. It was on how kindness begins with me. I remember one lesson I taught, says Leanne, sister Michelle Angeline. I gave the lesson using the poster on foul language, See New Era, April 1991, page 15. We videotaped the lesson so we could send it to some of our relatives. We still watch it sometimes, she laughs. Participating in family home evening helps our family become closer, says Kyla Meads, a Maya maid in the Taytay First Ward. The blessings of success. These Filipino youth have discovered that holding family home evening brings some specific blessings to their families, including increasing communication between family members, bringing family members closer together, and learning gospel principles. In family home evening, we talk about Jesus Christ, the church, and the problems we face, says Rhea Reyes, a Beehive in the Taytay Second Ward. We pray together for God's guidance and blessings. That strengthens us. We can just talk, Kyla says. We learn about how the church works, how much Jesus loves us, how prayer really works. We enjoy being together. We learn, we have fun, we get to communicate, says Michelle Angeline. When we communicate, it brings us closer together. The youth are especially grateful for the opportunity home evening gives them to speak openly with their parents. It lets me talk to them about serious things, Erica says. Family home evening is a great way to talk with your family. These blessings strengthen families and can bring family members closer together. Even though it's sometimes hard to pull off a family night when the world is pulling everyone in different directions, the effort is worth it. Every time we have family home evening, it helps us through the week, says Duane Jose, a priest in the Cainta First Ward. If we don't have it, my week is incomplete. Sidebar, something wonderful. Out of those simple little family home evening meetings held in the parlor of our old home came something indescribable and wonderful. Our love for our parents was strengthened. Our love for brothers and sisters was enhanced. Our love for the Lord was increased. An appreciation for simple goodness grew in our hearts. These wonderful things came about because our parents followed the counsel of the president of the church. President Gordon B. Hinckley, Family Home Evening, Ensign, March 2003, page 3. Monday Night in Manila by Adam C. Olson, Church Magazines. Monday night in Manila doesn't seem much different at first glance than any other night. Traffic in the city moves like a million ants, all trying to use the same narrow tree branch to crawl in two different directions at once. Except, these ants honk. We were trying to get to the Velasco's house so I could see a Filipino family home evening in action, but rush hour wasn't cooperating. Finally, our guide announced he was taking a shortcut, and we pulled onto a narrow street packed with people buying and selling items at small roadside stands. The shoppers were enjoying themselves, laughing and calling out to one another. They paid little attention to our compact car inching its way through their open-air shopping center. When we finally arrived at the Velasco's at the other end of the market, the contrast was astonishing. As we walked into their home, the hustle and bustle outside seemed to simply fade away. They hadn't sat down for a lesson yet, but family night had already started. 6-year-old Stephen sat on Sister Velasco's lap while she and Brother Velasco chatted with Grandma and Grandpa. Kevin and Kirby, 14, laughed about something 15-year-old Naomi had said. Katrina, 11, was setting out the scriptures and hymn book. After we had met everyone, the family sat down together. Grandpa offered an opening prayer. Brother Velasco talked about talents. During the discussion, the family switched easily between Tagalog and English, whenever one language suited better than the other. Katrina and Naomi took turns reading the parable of the talents from Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. Brother Velasco pulled out his guitar and shared one of his talents in song, then passed the guitar to Kirby, who played a song too. Sister Velasco helped Stephen say the closing prayer, and everyone stepped into the kitchen for a special treat, homemade pizza. While everyone was chewing, I had the chance to ask them their feelings about family home evening. "What's your favorite part?" I asked Kirby. Unfortunately, he had just taken a bite. "The refreshments," he said around the mouthful. Everyone laughed. "The laughter," Naomi said as their fit of the giggles passed. "What has it done for your family?" "It has helped us bond," Kevin said. "That's what happens when you share your thoughts and feelings." It was a good answer, but I wanted to make sure he wasn't saying it just because I was there. "Does it really?" I asked. They all nodded. "Because of family home evening, we have become closer," Naomi answered. "We're more friendly to each other." That was obvious. The blessings of family home evening were obvious, too, and it was with great reluctance that I said goodbye and stepped back out into the endless rush of a busy world. End of sidebar. End of article, Helping Home Evening Succeed, by Adam C. Olson, Church Magazines.